Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to say good morning to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Mike Peavy with the Golgotha Church of Christ here in Chicago, Illinois. Say good morning to you on this snowy day. We got weather conditions, but we actually understand that the Lord has controlled the weather and the cold has a purpose in life, as it not only cleans the riffraff off the streets, but it also cleans the air and the infections and things that are out there. So we thank God anyhow, and we thank him for what he does for us in spite of. I want to make sure everyone is safe and looking out for black ice and all those various things. We're broadcasting live on our Fighting an Incarcerated Mind with the Incarnate Christ show in Norway, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, as well as Cyprus and the continental United States. So we'd like to say good day to each and every one of you there. All right, and hopefully that things are going well for you and that you're having a deeper relationship with the Lord. We're also saying good morning to those of you on Facebook Live this morning that are getting up. We always want to, at our prayer time, talk to God. But before we talk to God, we allow God to talk to man, to get man's mind right, to have a conversation with God, and to get ready for what God has for us in our day. God has created you with purpose. You're not just a afterthought. You're not just here for silly-willy purposes, but you are have been designed and woke today so that you will be able to use the gift that God has given you to bless someone else. Amen, somebody. And in doing that, God blesses you. Good morning, Big Joe. Good to see you, Doc. Good to have you this morning. One love. Amen. We're working in collaboration with Armed and Dangerous Ministries out of Des Moines, Iowa. Good morning, Bishop Thaddeus Anderson. How are you today, my brother? Hope everything is well for you. God bless you as well. And so we are just excited about who God is and what God does in our lives and what he has allowed us to accomplish in this little short span of time, for we know the Bible says that life is but a vapor. It's no more than steam. So even though you may think that you're 40, 50, 60 years old, 1,000 years is a one day, and one day is 1,000 years with the Lord. So that little bit of time is valid, but yet it is insignificant in regards to the amount of time of vastness with the Lord. Let us begin our reading in Genesis chapter 6. We cut off yesterday at the completion of verse 13, so we will start this morning Genesis chapter 6, verse 14. And we're asking God to open our minds so we will receive the protein of the word in our spiritual, have some spiritual food this morning, this caffeine shot of Christ first thing in the morning. Amen, somebody. Good morning, Brother DC. Good to see you guys. If you guys can share the video, we'd definitely appreciate it. These are the heads of their father's families: the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Israel, Hanok and Pelu, Hezron and Carmi. These are the clans of Reuben. The sons of Simeon, Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, and Sheol, the son of the Canaanite woman. These are the sons of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi according to their genealogy. Gershon, good morning, mother. I see you. Kohath, Merari. We're in Genesis chapter 6, verse number 16, because Levi lived 137 years. Verse 17 of Genesis 6, the sons of Gershon, Libni, and Shimeel, by their clans, the sons of Kohath, Amram, Izhar, Hebron, and Uziel. Kohath lived 133 years. The sons of Merari, Mahil, and Mushi. These are the clans of the Levites according to their genealogy. Amram married his father's sister, Jochebed, and she bore him Aaron and Moses. Amram lived 137 years. The sons of Izhar, Korah, Nepheg, and Zikra. All right. The sons of Uziel, Mishael, Elzaphan, Sithri, Aaron married. Come on with this light. But my glasses in the car, y'all. Sorry about that this morning. Aaron married Elisheba, daughter of Aminadab, and sister of Nashon. She bore him Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, Ithamar, and the sons of Korah, Asher, Elkanah, and Abiasaph. These are the clans of the Korahites. Aaron's son Eleazar married one of the daughters of Putiel, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the Levite families by their clans. It was this Aaron and Moses whom the Lord told, "Bring the Israelites out of the land of Egypt according to their divisions." Moses and Aaron were the ones who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, in order to bring the Israelites out of Egypt. On the day the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt, he said to him, "I am Yahweh. Tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, everything I am telling you." But Moses replied in the Lord's presence, "Since I am a poor speaker, now will Pharaoh listen to me?" The Lord answered Moses, "See, I have made you like God to Pharaoh, and Aaron, your brother, will be your prophet. You must say whatever I command you. Then Aaron, your brother, must declare it to Pharaoh so that he will let the Israelites go from this land, from his land." Excuse me. "But I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and wonders in the land of Egypt. Pharaoh will not listen to you, but I will put my hand on Egypt and bring the divisions of my people, the Israelites, out of the land of Egypt by great acts of judgment. The Egyptians will know that I am Yahweh when I stretch out my hand against Egypt and bring out the Israelites from among them." So Moses and Aaron did this. They did just as the Lord commanded them. Moses was 80 years old, and Aaron 83 when they spoke to Pharaoh. The Lord said to Moses and Aaron, "When Pharaoh tells you perform a miracle, tell Aaron, take your staff and throw it down before Pharaoh, and it will become a serpent." So Moses and Aaron went in to Pharaoh and did just as the Lord had commanded. Aaron threw down his staff before Pharaoh and his officials, and it became a serpent. But then Pharaoh called the wise men and sorcerers, the magicians of Egypt, and they also did the same thing by their occult practices. Pay attention. Each one threw down his staff, and it became a serpent. that Aaron's staff swallowed their staffs. However, Pharaoh's heart hardened, and he did not listen to them as the Lord had said. Then the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning. When you see him walking out to the water, stand ready to meet him by the bank of the Nile. Take in your hand the staff that turned into a snake. Tell him, Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to tell you, let my people go. Good morning, K-Love, so that they may worship me in the wilderness. But so far you have not listened. This is what Yahweh says. Here is how you will know that I am Yahweh. Watch, I will strike the water of the Nile with the staff in my hand, and it will turn to blood. The fish in the Nile will die, the river will stink, and the Egyptians will be unable to drink water from it. So the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, take your staff and stretch out your hand over the waters of Egypt, over the rivers, canals, ponds, and all their water reservoirs, and they will become blood. There will be blood throughout the land of Egypt, even in wooden and stone containers. Moses and Aaron did just as the Lord had commanded in the sight of Pharaoh. And his officials, he raised the staff and struck the water in the Nile, and all the water in the Nile was turned to blood. Verse 21, the fish in the Nile died, and the river smelled so bad the Egyptians could not drink water from it. There was blood throughout the land of Egypt. But the magicians of Egypt did the same thing by their occult practices. So Pharaoh's heart hardened, and he would not listen to them, as the Lord had said. Pharaoh turned around, went into his palace, and didn't even take this to heart. All the Egyptians dug around the Nile for water to drink, because they could not drink the water from the river. 7 days passed after the Lord struck the Nile. Then the Lord said to Moses, go into Pharaoh and tell him, this is what Yahweh says, chapter 8, let my people go so that they may worship me. But if you refuse to let them go, then I will plague all your territory with frogs. The Nile will swarm with frogs. Then they will come up and go into your palace. Into your bedroom and on your bed, into the houses of your officials and your people, and into your ovens and kneading bowls. Lord have mercy. The frogs will come up on you, your people, and all your officials. Then the Lord then said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your hand with the staff over the rivers, canals and ponds, and cause the frogs to come up onto the land of Egypt. When Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, the frogs came and covered the land of Egypt. But the magicians did the same thing by their occult practices and brought up frogs onto the land of Egypt. Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, ask Yahweh to remove the frogs from me and my people, then I will let the people go, and they will sacrifice to Yahweh. Moses said to Pharaoh, You make the choice rather than me. When should I ask on behalf of you, your officials, and your people, that the frogs be taken away from you and your houses and remain only in the Nile? Tomorrow, he answered. Moses replied, as you have said, so you may know there is no one like Yahweh, our God. The frogs will go away from you, your houses, your officials, and your people. The frogs will remain only in the Nile. After Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, Moses cried out to the Lord for help concerning the frogs that he had brought against Pharaoh. The Lord did as Moses had said. The frogs in the houses, courtyards, and fields died. They piled up in countless heaps, and there was a terrible odor in the land. But when Pharaoh saw there was relief, he hardened his heart. And that just like us folks, we get a breakthrough, yet we don't turn. And would not listen to them as the Lord had said. Get a drink of water there. Chapter 8, verse 16. Then the Lord said to Moses, tell Aaron, stretch out your staff and strike the dust of the earth, and it will become gnats throughout the land of Egypt. Dust will become gnats. Lord have mercy. And they did this. Aaron stretched out his hand with his staff, and when he struck the dust of the earth, gnats were on man and beast. All the dust of the earth became gnats throughout the land of Egypt. The magicians tried to produce gnats using their occult practices, but they could not. The gnats remained on man and beast. This is the finger of God. The magicians said to Pharaoh, but Pharaoh's heart hardened, and he would not listen to them as the Lord had said. The Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh. When you see him going out to the water, tell him, this is what Yahweh says, let my people go, so that they may worship me. But if you will not let my people go, then I will send swarms of flies against you, your officials, your people, and your houses, the Egyptians' houses, will swarm with flies, and so will the land where they live. But on that day I will give special treatment to the land of Goshen, where my people are living. No flies there. This way you will know that I, Yahweh, am in the land. I will make a distinction between my people and your people. Look at the Lord here. This time will take place tomorrow. And the Lord did this. Thick swarms of flies went into Pharaoh's palace and his officials' houses. Throughout Egypt, and the land was ruined because of the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh summoned Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God within the country. But Moses said, it would not be right to do that, because what we will sacrifice to the Lord our God is detestable to the Egyptians. If we sacrifice what the Egyptians detest in front of them, won't they stone us? We will go a distance of 3 days into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he instructs us. Pharaoh responded, I will let you go and sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness, but don't go very far. Make an appeal for me. As soon as I leave you, Moses, I will appeal to the Lord. As soon as I leave you, Moses said, I will appeal to the Lord, and tomorrow the swarms of flies will depart from Pharaoh, his officials, and his people, but Pharaoh must not act deceptively again by refusing to let the people go and sacrifice to the Lord. Then Moses left Pharaoh's presence and appealed to the Lord. The Lord did as Moses had said. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh, his officials, and his people. No one was left. But Pharaoh hardened his heart this time also and did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses, chapter 9, go in to Pharaoh and say to him, this is what Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go so that they may worship me. But if you refuse to let them go and keep holding them, then the Lord's hand will bring a severe plague against your livestock and field. The horses, donkeys, camels, herds, and flocks. But the Lord will make a distinction between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt, so that nothing of all that the Israelites own will die. And the Lord set a time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. The Lord did this the next day. All the Egyptian livestock died, but none among the Israelite livestock died. Pharaoh sent messengers who saw that not a single one of the Israelites' livestock was dead. But Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and he did not let the people go. Then the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take handfuls of furnace soot, ashes, and Moses is to throw it towards heaven in the sight of Pharaoh. It will become fine dust over the entire land of Egypt. It will become festering boils on man and beast throughout the land of Egypt. So they took furnace soot and stood before Pharaoh. Moses threw it toward heaven, and it became festering boils, for the boils were on the magicians as well as on the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to him. Those who hardened the heart this time, the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not listen to them. And the Lord had told, as the Lord had told Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, get up early in the morning and present yourself to Pharaoh. Tell him, this is what Yahweh, the God of the Hebrews, says. Let my people go so that they may worship me. Otherwise, I am going to send all my plagues against you, your officials, and your people. Then you will know there is no one like me in all the earth. By now I could have stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with a plague, and you would have been obliterated from the earth. However, I have let you live for this purpose, to show you my power and to make my name known in all the earth. You are so acting arrogantly against my people by not letting them go. Tomorrow at this time I will rain down the worst hail that has ever occurred in Egypt from the day it was founded until now. Therefore, give orders to bring your livestock and all that you have in the field into shelters, every person and animal that is in the field and not brought inside will die when the hail falls on them. Those among Pharaoh's officials who learned the word of the Lord made their servants and livestock flee to shelters. But those who didn't take the Lord's word seriously left their servants and livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven. and let there be hail throughout the land of Egypt, on man and beast, in every plant of the field, and on the land of Egypt. All man and beast in every part of the field in the land of Egypt. Verse 23, so Moses stretched out his staff toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail. Lightning struck the earth, and the Lord rained hail on the land of Egypt. The hail, with lightning flashing through it, was so severe that nothing like it had occurred in the land of Egypt since it had become a nation. Throughout the land of Egypt, the hail struck down everything in the field, both man and beast. The hail beat down every plant of the field and shattered every tree in the field. The only place we did not hail were in the land of Goshen, where the Israelites were. Pharaoh sent for Moses and Aaron. I have sinned this time, he said to them. Listen to Pharaoh. I have sinned this time, he said to Moses and Aaron. Yahweh is the righteous one, and I and my people are the guilty ones. Make an appeal to Yahweh. There has been enough of God's thunder and hail. I will let you go, and you don't need to stay any longer. Moses said to him, When I have left the city, I will extend my hands to Yahweh. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail. So that you may know, the earth belongs to Yahweh. But as for you and your officials, I know that you still do not fear Yahweh our God. The flax and the barley were destroyed because the barley was ripe and the flax was budding. But the wheat and the spelt were not destroyed, since there are later crops. Moses went out from Pharaoh and the city and extended his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail ceased, and rain no longer poured out down to the Lord. Down to the land. There we go. Verse 34, when Pharaoh saw that the rain, hail, and thunder had ceased, he sinned again and hardened his heart. Lord have mercy. He and his officials. So Pharaoh's heart hardened, and he did not let the Israelites go, as the Lord had said through Moses. We're going to complete our reading there. We just read this morning Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, through Genesis chapter 9. We'll pick up tomorrow in chapter 10. May the Lord have a blessing to the readers, the doers, and the hearers of his word for the edification of our soul. Prayer time. If you have any prayer requests, you can type them in on Facebook Live, or you can call in directly at 619-924-0767. 619-924-0767. It's prayer time. Bow with me, if you would. Kind righteous Father, in the sweet name of Jesus, Father, you we give honor and praise this morning, thanking you the very best we know how. Father, we thank you for this inclement weather, for we know that you have purpose in everything that you do. You make no mistakes, and you don't have any faults. So, Father, we thank you so very much for what you brought our way, and when we live in these areas, know how to dress accordingly to be able to deal with the weather at hand so that we can remain balanced in the midst of the storm. And Father, we know that only because you're a great God and you have continued to prop us up and give us the ability to do all things through Christ Jesus, who gives us the strength. We come to you this morning in regards to a few prayer requests, Father, thanking you for honoring them, thanking you for listening to them, and thanking you for allowing us to approach the throne of grace. Special prayer this morning for Big Joe Thomas. I should be with him and strengthen him. Ways that you know he readily stands in need of. Be with his son Yahshua, and that Joe will be able to pass on great information to his son and continue to raise him in a manner that will be pleasing and acceptable in the eyesight. Also praying for all those he teaches down at the School of Rock, and we're praying that his living conditions will be in a better state of mind. Father, and will also be in a better state of being. We ask you to strengthen him in his health and bless him in ways he readily stands in need of. Special prayer this morning for Bishop D. Thaddeus Anderson. Ask you to bless him and keep him and strengthen him in the ways he stands in need of. Touch his hands and he will be able to bless someone today and be able to help them by feeding them, by clothing them, by counseling them. Father, whatever the needs are, that you will help them to take care of those in their area. Special prayer for my mother. I ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her way she stands in need of. We such a joy to be with her, see her this week. Father, we ask you just to bless her. She went through great painstaking moments in order to be able to get to the service on Sunday. Father, but by your grace and mercy, you made it happen, and we're so thankful for that. Father, we just pray, just good to see her, be able to get out a little bit, and to shout a little bit as well. Father, continue to bless her health and be with her mind, and it will continue to remain strong in the midst of this crazy weather. Father, we ask you just to continue to allow her body to heal and allow her to continue to stay on the straight and narrow. Father, we're coming to you this morning in regards to my cousin Artie. It was reported yesterday by my cousin Art Jr. That even though we were at an all-time high, there was still tragedy for the her house. Artie house was on fire. I don't know the extent of it as of right now. I don't think that there's been any injuries. Father, but I'm asking you to continue to send to TLC in that direction so that they continue to know that you are real. Father, I'm asking you just to be with their family, be with us and strengthen us in ways we really stand in need of. Special prayer today for Philippia Hurley and Latanya Sugarlips Seals Turner, Corey Dennison, Mike Wheeler Band, Mary Barton, Rico McFarland. Praying for him in the service of his father tomorrow on Friday. I pray for Pamela Potts, Richard Potts, and Amelie Potts. Special prayer for Mary Barton, LaWanda Denise Troutman Denaro, Jonathan Cardenega, Nina Ramirez, and Rhonda Hambrick and the Hambrick family. Praying for Carla Dawson. Praying for Harry Hall and his health. For Catherine and her health. For Gladys and her health. And for my May for her stamina and her health. Bless them all and keep them the way they stand in need of. We're praying for Paula Saunders and Trisha Johnson this morning. Praying for Robert Opinalik, Michael Nwoke and the Nwoke family. Praying for Nash Esther and Terry Cooper and Paula Zines. Praying for Riley Shanes, Nellie Remsen, Raven Arudis, Laura Young, Bonnie Hill, Beverly McQuarrie, Lachelle Brown, Janice Cowan Perkins, Linda Williams, Julie Rigger Rossi. I'm praying for Arthur Ellis and Charles Barber and Doris, Mom Doris Arnold and Millis Miller today, Father. Strengthen them all and bless them in the ways they stand in need of. Praying for Junior and his family, Angie and the gang. Praying for Rochelle and Tony Bosley this morning, Father. Rochelle Paul and Kathy and Woody Hunt. for Katie and Zach Rogers, for the Hastings family, Becky Hastings, Tim Hastings, Sarah Hastings, and Melissa Hastings. Ask you to give help where help is needed and help where help is needed. Praying for Dennis Mann, with their friend, and Danielle Bowles and the Bowles family. Praying for Jenny Southwick, Rose, who wishes she could have got to the service on Sunday, according to her post. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her way she stands in need of. Vince Aguala and his wife and his son. We're praying for Sharon Jenkins Wells and James Brooks. Praying for Brenda White and Michelle Gant and Henry J. Walker and Chrissy Weston. Praying for Tandio Hall and Billy Joe Krupp. Terry Hendrickson, Thomas Boston. Praying today for Bishop Lloyd T. Lockett and his wife and the work that he does. Edwin Edwards and Evelyn Harvey. Praying for Michelle Carter, D.C. Williams. Praying for Tracy Motes and her mother. Praying for Grace Robinson. For Candido Matias. Laura Stewart Johnson. Praying for Gladys Gardner Turner. Sheila Thomas. Andre Stead and his family. Praying for Daniel Zepeda Sr. His wife, Jody Aldini Zepeda. It's good to see them. Praying also for covering for the family. Praying for Mom Dolores Jordan and Kathy Parthen Allen this morning. Bless them all in ways they readily stand in need of. Praying today for Anna Marie Maxwell, Leon Kennedy, Christopher Chesnell, Joseph Morganfield, Tay Wooden, Daniel Carter, Terry Hine, Mom Linda Pinson, and the clan. I should bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. Praying for Manuel Johnson Sr. Praying for Elisa Lee Speed. And for Steve Carter, Mario Williams, Floyd Barnes, Mackenzie Alexander, for health. Praying for Tina Carrillo this morning. I should bless them all and strengthen them in ways they readily stand in need of. Father, we're praying for Brenda Gotchett this morning, Melvin Smith and Darlene and Van Shaw this morning, Carl Davis, Andre McCautry, Grace Robinson, Christella Jones, Will Crosby. Bless them all in ways they stand in need of. Brother and Sister Eddie Gillis, looking forward to lunch today with Brother Gillis. I ask you to be with the 51st Street Congregation Southwest, as well as Patrick and Deidre English, Percy Hope. Bless them all and all those there. Praying for the Leeches, Brother and Sister Elroy Leach Sr. and Brother and Sister Elroy Leach Jr. and their families, respectively. Praying for Floyd Barnes and his sister, for the Flowers family, the Lopez family, the Channel family. Bless them all, the Jackson family. Praying also for Sister Griffin, strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Ishmael and Herb Walker, Susie Walker, Frankie, bless them and keep them. Praying for James Finley and Sister Finley. Praying for Melissa Burrell and for my friend Maurice Gardner. Special prayer for Art and Marcy Brabine. As you bless them and keep them in ways they stand in need of. My cousin Marcy is going to be having a surgical procedure on her leg in December. Father, so I ask you to bless her and keep her in ways she stands in need of, that it will straighten out the limp and that she will be able to have a reasonable portion of health and strength once again. Praying for Jordan Rabine, their son, pastor of that congregation, and then praying for their daughter Sydney as well. Actually, bless them all the way they stand in need of. I didn't get a chance to meet Jordan, but I didn't get a chance to see him this weekend. But his wife was at service, so we're praying for her as well. But they continue to lead that congregation upward and onward to better heights. Praying for Kathy and Woody Hunt, for Donna Morrison. Praying for Zane Gillian and Roger, Joseph Shelby Carrier, his band, and his wife and his daughter. Praying for Jonathan Carnega, Clarita Morgan, Special prayer for Daryl and Jody Peavy, Wilbur Cook, Cheryl Gillian. Prayer for my sister Phyllis Boss, Owsley Boss, and my sister Lois, Owsley Edwards. Ask you to bless her and keep her and strengthen her in ways that stands in need of. Special prayers today for Melanie Brown and Julian Brown, Steve Bell, Luke Miles Sr. and his lovely wife Kim, Luke Miles Jr. and the entire clan. Father, praying for Elmore Peavy, Alvin Davis, Audrey Hogsett, Fortune Thompson, and Leon Johnson. George and Margie Shea, Virgo Queen. Praying for Derek DeBerry, Andre Marshall, and Elizabeth Williams. Praying for Eugene Carter, Cuz, Eddie Lee Brown, Sharon Vasquez, and Sarah Edwards. Praying for Brenda Butler today, and for Sean Craig Dean, Lucinda McClendon. Special prayer for Pat Haynes Ford, for Ruth Rye, for Zola Upchurch and Dwayne Anderson, for John Thomas. Praying for Delore Stewart Johnson. Praying for Rosalind Redmond and Mary Myers Love and Vincent Mahan. Special prayer this morning for Lawrence Sims II, his family, Lawrence Sims I, Mom Sims and their family as respectively. Praying for Mom Lugo, Andrea Lugo, that her health will be better, that arthritis will subside, and that she will have healing in her thumbs. Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen and bless her in ways she stands in need of. Be with Pop. Continues to spread your love throughout the brotherhood. Praying also for Tito, traveling grace, if he's not back yet. Praying for Janet Williams today, and Katrina Casey, and Jeanette Nunnery, and Donna Mendenhall. Praying for Catherine Lewis, and Phyllis Brown, and James Robinson. Praying for Paula Saunders, Elisa July, John Fitzgerald Arnold, Mom Doris Arnold. Special prayer today goes out to Cousin Preston Sellers, Sister-in-law Alice Yancey, be with her and her family respectively. Praying for Jonas Ross Jr., Nick Conti, Connie Hunter, Philip Henderson, and Francine Sneed. Special prayer, as I remember now, Father, for my sister, Shanice Neeson. As she be with her and bless her in ways she stands in need of, be with her health. She got into a car accident. I probably don't know the gist of all of that. I couldn't find her while I was home, but I understand she did contact Mom. So I'm asking you to bless her and keep her, strengthen her in ways she stands in need of. A praying for my other sister, Shawan, as well, Titi. Bless her and keep her accordingly. Praying for Estelle Foley and Nash Esther, Peggy Busby White, Vanessa Edwards Jones, praying for herself, for her family, also for the Harvey Church family. Praying a special prayer this morning for Michelle Jordan, Justina Giggers, and Carmen Winters. Praying for Janet Moss and Millicent McGrew, Sheila Thomas, Randy Cole Sims, and Debbie Cole. Sins, bless them and keep them away as they readily stand in need of. Praying for James, Mr. Skates, and Tanika Mac Manning, and Janice Carter, Beattie Pruitt, Paula Marie Schmidt, Mary Barton, Robert Opinalik, Robin Bryant, Cheryl Paul, Jay Miles, Michelle Jordan. Special prayer for Roe Collins and Gigi Collins this morning, for Connie Hunter. For Tanya Wesby and Bonisa Owens, for Joel McClendon and Michelle, praying for Marcella Withers and for Ernest Lemon and his wife, Concentra, and all his daughters. Father, I ask you to bless him and keep him where he's standing in need. I'm praying for Mom Peggy. Bless her and keep her and be with her health. She'll continue to be a great encourager accordingly. Special prayer for Lania Jacobs and Baratha Davis, Pastor Liz Porter Wade this morning. Father, we're also praying for Diane Agnew, for Janet Williams, for Lloyd Williams, for Lamont Sampson and his mother in Virginia area, praying for Holly Barnes and her mother, for Tangia Wiggins and Max Swain. Father, I ask you to be with them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Special prayer for J.B. Payne, Jeff Burt, Lincoln Beauchamp Jr., and Monica Bowe. Sharon Baker, please pray for me and my family. Carolyn Dean, for Chauncey Lyles, and Gloria Lewis, Puna Lord, Cheryl Jerry, Mary Mazin, Larry Lee, Barbara and Wayne Miles. Bless them all. I'm just sounding my voice at the Far West Congregation. Strengthen them and bless them in ways they really stand in need of. Praying for Carmen Winters, for Melanie Brown, for Floyd Tyrone Rudis, excuse me, and for Preston Sellers. Because praying for Brian Dawson and Eugene Thornton. Praying for Mark Dearden and Eddie Mears and their family, respectively. Didn't get a chance to see them this weekend. Would have loved to see them, hopefully next time, be able to connect with them. Praying for Marion Lampkin and Peggy Busby White and for Billy Lovelady. Praying for the Day family, Broderick Day, who just had a birthday, Father. Bless him for many, one of my best friends there in high school. Praying for Brenda Day Wilson and Brian Day and for Breon Day, the entire Day clan. Praying for Dewan Carter and Harmonica Bowe. I should be with them and strengthen them in ways they stand in need of. Lincoln Beauchamp Jr., praying for Sharon Baker, praying for Paula Zines, Carl Weathersby, Senior and Junior, praying for Billy Branch and Moses Rudis Jr. Bless them the way they stand in need of. Also praying for Calvin, Scott, Skip Gatt. And then a special prayer by Javon Jesse, for not only the California fires and all those that are dealing with the devastation of that. Fires this morning is getting ready to reach the Ronald Reagan library, I think, there, or facility, and President Ronald Reagan. And so what's going to happen is they're praying that because he and his wife are buried, they're praying that it does not reach that far. Praying for Sister Wyoti of the Wycrest Church of Christ as suffering from, dang, I need to look that up, what that is again. Some kind of disease there. So, Father, I'm asking you to continue to bless them and keep them and all those in California and the fires and the firefighters, praying for that, Father. Then a special prayer before we close out for the teacher strike. It looks like it's about to come to a close, but there's been a tentative agreement here in Illinois between the teachers union and the mayor's office, Father, but that they will also solidify what they're dealing with for days. Praying for my family, Sister Lola, she's been recovered in her rehab. Praying for my wife as she continue to be with her carrier through this day. Keep her safe and sound from any hurt, harm, or danger. Praying for myself. I'll continue to stay studied and continue to stay fervent in your word to be able to win lost souls for the kingdom. If this will be enough in Jesus' name, let us collectively say amen. Amen and amen. Again, do something for somebody today that they can't repay you for. Give them Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Have a great day. Good morning, Your Majesty. We love you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless. In the name of the Lord.